State and local authorities are trying to determine what triggered explosions and a fire at a cosmetics factory Monday morning in Orange County that left one employee dead and injured some 125 others, including 9 firefighters. A medical examiner was called to Verla International on Temple Hill Road in New Windsor around 7:40 Monday night after a man's body was found inside the cosmetics factory. That's according to Orange County spokesman Justin Rodriguez, who says 9 firefighters were injured, 5 from the city of Newburgh and 4 from Vail's Gate. One of the Newburgh firefighters was taken to Westchester Medical Center for burns. These firefighters were caught in the second explosion some 25 minutes after responding to the first blast. A St. Luke's Cornwall Hospital spokeswoman says 125 patients were treated relating to the incident. Brendan Casey is Commissioner of Emergency Services for Orange County.
30 different fire agencies responded from multiple counties.
He says about 250 employees worked at the 52,000-square-foot facility that manufactures primarily nail polish and perfumes.
We knew that it was a chemical explosion that caused this. It was not a Tier 2 facility, so it wasn't a high-level hazmat facility. We believed that whatever chemicals were in the fire or the smoke were alcohol-based.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had ordered a full state response to assist and investigate, including the Department of Environmental Conservation, where Basil Sagos is commissioner.
We had our air monitoring teams, our emergency management unit, and our spills teams. They remained on site for the duration of the day. We brought in outside contractors, Miller Environmental, who helped us get a sense what the conditions of the runoff into Silver Stream, what those pollution conditions might have been. We monitored that very closely. That continues today. Some of the sampling we took should be back to us by sort of middle to end of the week.
Sago says he does not believe drinking water was contaminated in relation to the fire.
Fortunately, where the fire happened, it was downstream of any drinking water sources. So while there was clearly some runoff at the back of the building where the firefighting was taking place, it was flowing, the firefighting material was flowing into a portion of the stream that was downstream of the reservoir. So again, certainly an issue for us. Part of the investigation that we'll be doing is looking into the impacts of any of that runoff. But thankfully, it doesn't look like the drinking water was in any way impacted.
He says the results of state air sampling Monday afternoon should be back in the next day or two and will be compared with county results. Meantime, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration is investigating Verla International because of the explosion. A spokesman says OSHA does not comment on open inspections, which can take up to 6 months. An OSHA inspection report cited 9 safety violations categorized as serious at the Verla plant in New Windsor in April. According to data from OSHA, inspectors cited problems with the handling of flammable and combustible liquids, as well as inadequacies relating to respirator protection for workers and the maintenance of exit routes. The company agreed to pay $41,000 in penalties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.